Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the podcast for the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. I'm Cynthia Graber. One method of treating post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, involves extinction therapy. But researchers have found that the timing of such therapy is extremely important and that it often doesn't work if the therapy is conducted too soon after the initial trauma. Stress itself may be harming the efficacy of the treatment. So a team of researchers at Texas A&M University conducted research to determine whether there was a way to dampen stress and make extinction therapy more effective by using pharmaceuticals. They conducted a study on rats, in which the rats were exposed to a trauma and then received the FDA-approved drug propranolol directly to their brain, to either the prefrontal cortex or the basal lateral complex of the amygdala at different times, as both have been implicated in trauma and in response to extinction therapy. Some rats received no drugs. The researchers published the results in a recent issue of the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. Stephen Marin, professor of psychology at Texas A&M University, was the senior author on the paper. Tom Justino is a graduate student at Texas A&M and is the first author, and he says they were trying to dampen the stress hormone norepinephrine.
And the goal here was to see if dampening norepinephrine would produce successful long-term learning. So normally under these circumstances, for example, in the vehicle animals that do not receive drug, you'll see increased freezing response upon test 2 days later in the drug-free state. And we were able to effectively block that selectively with drug manipulations in the amygdala, but not the medial prefrontal cortex.
Steve, turning to you, does this tell us anything new about brain function and stress and extinction therapy?
Yeah, so the surprising outcome actually was that the critical locus in the brain for the beneficial effect of propranolol on this extinction learning process was in the amygdala, not in the prefrontal cortex. We had originally shown in another study that neural activity in the prefrontal cortex was changed by stress, and that prefrontal cortical change was mitigated by the drug treatment, which was a systemic drug treatment in that study. The animals had a full body propranolol manipulation, essentially. And in this study, we've now shown that, to our surprise, the propranolol effect occurred after injection into the amygdala. Now, there is some precedent for appreciating the role of the amygdala and noradrenergic transmission in the amygdala in stress and learning and memory, but this really points to the potential for an interaction between the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex in this process that wasn't previously understood. So I'd say that that's an important observation that we've made in this work.
And Tom, was there anything about the research outcomes that were surprising to you?
So we ran immediate extinction and delayed extinction procedures, which only differ in terms of the timing of extinction learning relative to conditioning. So immediate extinction occurs within 20 to 30 minutes after conditioning, whereas delayed extinction occurs 24 hours later. And one expectation that I had was that propranolol delivered into the medial prefrontal cortex would possibly impair delayed extinction. And we didn't see that effect. It's possible because here we only tested one concentration of drug. We purposefully chose what we thought were optimized concentrations of drug. But that was something that was a tad surprising to me.
One of the challenges here, and Tom was alluding to it, is that under some conditions, propranolol, whether delivered systemically or intracranially into the brain, can cause impairments in this learning process that we are in fact trying to facilitate. So the complicated underlying biology of the system is that it's not static. It's a moving target, if you will. And you really need to have, I think, for these drug therapies to be effective, sort of a precision and individualized medicine where you would know where someone's endogenous norepinephrine levels were so that you didn't dampen them if they were already low or exacerbate them if they were high. And it's not unlike any other sort of therapy. Like for cholesterol, you only treat someone for high cholesterol if their blood cholesterol falls into some certain high range, but you wouldn't treat it if it were already low. So you have to, I think, in order for this to be effective, really know where someone is at on this sort of stress noradrenergic hyperarousal spectrum.
And so you're saying that if you dampen it too much, that could prevent the extinction from working.
Exactly.
We're trying to find the sweet spot or the optimal spot that promotes learning, because norepinephrine has been shown to be important for learning, but following a classically inverted U function that many molecules and drugs follow in the brain and body, you need to kind of find the sweet spot.
Now, the drug itself used in the study has been demonstrated to be safe. So would a human trial be the next step for the research?
So there actually have been some human trials with propranolol for PTSD. Much of that work has been done, though, without a behavioral intervention delivered along with the pharmacological treatment. So, for instance, patients have been recruited that have had recent automobile accidents and then just given oral propranolol and followed up at some time later to see whether they had developed PTSD as a function of the motor vehicle accident. We would argue that based on the animal work that we've done, that you really need to combine propranolol with therapeutic interventions like exposure therapy, behavioral cognitive therapies. So you want to try to dampen their stress levels and then deliver the therapy for this to work. So the next steps might be to arrange a clinical trial of that sort. We don't work with human patients, and so this might be something that would emerge as a collaboration with another group.
Obviously, PTSD is a huge issue today. How would you place your findings in the overall picture of what's going on in the field?
There's only two FDA-approved drugs for the treatment of PTSD. And if you search the existing literature, you can find a number of reviews suggesting that they are not exactly efficacious. They don't work very well in most situations. So I think this is a really important finding, what we've shown in the lab, in animal models anyways, to show that a FDA-approved drug that is well-tolerated and has minimal side effects can possibly go a long way if used correctly. And one factor that we're considering in our work that hasn't been considered in other work that people have done with propranolol is the timing of administration. The success of extinction learning is dependent on its timing relative to trauma. And similarly, the effects of propranolol may be dependent on their timing of administration when paired with therapy.
I mean, I think this is really critical work, particularly in a climate where pharmaceutical companies are pulling back on psychiatric drug development in a major way. So many drug companies have entirely closed their psychiatric drug development divisions because the brain is super complicated. So this kind of work actually takes advantage of known effective behavioral therapies, modeling them in animals, and then using empirical work on neurotransmitter systems and drugs that operate on those systems that are already well characterized and compounds that are safe to administer in people to try to optimize the behavioral outcomes following extinction-like therapies. So I think it's a really important area which would be completely ignored by pharmaceutical companies because there's no money to be made in taking existing drugs off the shelf and repurposing them. But in fact, if one could find an effective strategy using this approach, it could really help a lot of people.
This is the podcast for the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. To read the paper, Beta Adrenoceptor Blockade in the Basolateral Amygdala, but Not the Medial Prefrontal Cortex, Rescues the Immediate Extinction.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Deficit, go to www.nature.com/NPP. I'm Cynthia Graber.